I'm Dan Cassidy, and this is UBS's Top of the Morning. It is that time of year again when we sit down, assess, and select workplace benefits. Today, we will walk you through the open enrollment checklist to help alleviate what can be a very daunting annual exercise. My guest today is Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ainsley Carbone. So, Ainsley, good morning. Welcome back. Hope you had a nice weekend, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Ainsley, selecting workplace benefits can be very daunting. I'm in the process of doing that right now. I'm sure you are. What should one first take into consideration, take the time to really understand prior to determining the benefits which are most appropriate for them?
We found some studies that showed a lot of people end up looking primarily at the upfront costs of their benefits. And I'm not going to lie, it's certainly something I did too. Like you said, UBS has our open enrollment period. And when I was going through, I found myself looking for the health insurance policy that would result in the least amount getting taken out of my paycheck today. And it was also when I was writing this report. So I kind of had to take a step back and think about, okay, no, Ainsley, this is not just what you want to focus on. So I think it's important for people to understand that, yes, the upfront costs matter. I mean, it's something that people care about because it's something that's going to have the most immediate impact on our lives today. It's the amount that gets taken out of our paycheck, but it's not the only thing to take into consideration. For instance, when you're looking at the high deductible versus the low deductible, high deductible plans typically mean that there's going to be lower monthly premiums because we have to pay a higher amount before our insurance kicks in. So this may be ideal for someone who's healthy or who's going to have few ongoing healthcare expenses. But if you're someone who goes to the doctor often, a high deductible health plan will certainly be cheaper on a monthly basis. But in the long run, over the course of the year, you may end up paying a much larger amount in your overall healthcare costs. So it's also important to understand that, yes, lower healthcare costs today might mean you have to pay more when you go to the doctor, but it's important to understand that because not only do you want to be aware of what you could end up paying over the course of the year, but you want to make sure that you have enough saved up. So I think by approaching this to think about what's getting out of your paycheck today, you're not really taking into consideration all aspects about how it could affect you, not just today, but also down the long run. So it could leave you exposed to a situation where you go to the doctor and you don't have enough money saved up. So I think it's just thinking about your healthcare costs, not just your healthcare costs, but also other benefits that we'll discuss later on, thinking about it in the context of your overall financial plan.
Okay, so with that in mind, now you sit down, you take a look at the list. It's long. There's a lot of options to choose from. Ainsley, what are some notable workplace benefits to consider and or be mindful of?
So there's the health plan, like we talked about, low deductible and high deductible. Then there are a few different options within those two categories. Those aren't the only ones, though. There's also the different accounts, the savings accounts that can be associated with those two types of plans. For instance, there's the flexible spending account, or also known as an FSA, which is an account that you make contributions to on a pre-tax basis. There's also the health savings account or also known as an HSA, that is often associated with the high deductible health plans. Those are two very important benefits. And while structurally they can be very similar, it's important to realize that they have two different objectives. And it's also in the title of each account. There's the flexible spending account, which is something that should be used for near-term expenses only. And then there's the health savings account, which can be used for near-term expenses.
I hope everyone's running this all down.
Yes. It is in the report, and we also included links to other reports that we've done on each of these. But it's important to realize that there's that health savings account. While it's not necessarily in the title, it can be used for retirement expenses. So that's something that's really important to keep in mind. They have two very different objectives, and they should be used with those objectives in mind. Another thing on the topic of retirement. Now, workplace benefits often come with these retirement savings accounts, like a 401k, maybe a 403b, 457b. And while open enrollment period, you can make changes to your 401k plan, but that's not the only time that you can make changes to it. But I think it's important to keep in mind that open enrollment can also be used as a reminder to review all of your benefits that you have at work. So for instance, if your employer might be making announcements about any changes that they've made throughout the year. So let's say maybe your employer offers a Roth contribution option on your 401k plan. That might be something you want to consider. Or maybe they're going to be adding a higher amount that they're going to be willing to match on your contributions, or even just a reminder for yourself, hey, if I haven't increased my contributions on my retirement accounts recently, this might be a good time for me to reconsider how much I can actually contribute. So these aren't really all the options that you might have available to you at your workplace enrollment period, but I think it's important to realize that I can't really think of any benefit that someone might have that is something that's okay to overlook. I think there's a reason that each benefit, that your employer selected each benefit, and while it might not be something that's suitable for you within the context of your financial plan, you can't overlook it. You're not going to know if it's something that you need or don't need until you sit down and take the time to look at it and figure out what it means to you.
I do want to highlight the report you've been mentioning is, in fact, the most recent Modern Retirement Monthly, which I know you run lead on, and your colleague Justin Waring, Investment Strategist Americas, he's a contributor as well, title of which, appropriately enough, for the month of November, Open Enrollment, a Checklist for 2020 Benefits. And Ainsley, I know within the publication you spent some time discussing how approaching these decisions through the lens of your financial plan can help simplify this complex process. So what can you share with us there?
Like we said, you don't want to focus on just solely on what's going to be taken out of your paycheck today, because I think when we do that, we approach it with a very nearsighted point of view, and it's not allowing ourselves to think about how it could help us today, tomorrow, and in the future. So I think if we can take the approach where we're thinking about things within the context of our financial plan, we can really see what the benefit could be to us by selecting each option across time. And especially, I think this is where our liquidity longevity legacy approach can really help investors think about this through their financial plan, because it separates our wealth and structures our wealth according to specific needs and timeframes. And by doing so, it kind of helps us take a step back and not look at our options with that nearsighted approach. So there are many different options that can help us. I mean, there's the high deductible and low deductible plans. It's something that's certainly a little bit more near term, but then those two benefits that are associated with it, the flexible spending account and the health savings account. Like I said before, those two have very different objectives. When we're looking at an FSA, that's something that we want to make sure is something that's only used for near-term expenses because it can't be rolled over. So you want to make sure that that would be something that would typically be held within the liquidity strategy. Health savings account, while so few people associate that with something that can be used for retirement, you take a step back and look at how it can actually help you within your financial plan, you might realize, okay, this is actually something that I can use in my retirement. It's something that I could use as a supplement to my 401k plan. This might be something that I want to hold and invest through my longevity strategy. And I think by taking that approach, we can see really where each option would best fit within our financial plan, and at what point in our lives is it going to provide the maximum benefit to us.
And you don't need to be alone when making these decisions, especially for our clients. Definitely pick up the phone, schedule a meeting to meet with your financial advisor and really take the time to walk through all of your options and make decisions that best suit your current and perhaps future financial situation as well. Mm-hmm. So that can perhaps help take the edge off of which can be a very daunting exercise. I do want to revisit a point you made earlier, Ainsley, and as I'm going through my benefits, I have in the back of my head a thought, how much money is being deducted from my paycheck to help support these benefits? And you do make a point in the Modern Retirement Monthly as to why having more money on hand today, it's not necessarily the best option for your overall wealth. What can you share with us there?
So you made a good point earlier about how it's something that you want to, this is something that you might want to approach with the help of your financial advisor. And one part in particular when it comes to your benefits would be maybe through the disability or the life insurance, because that is something that is often offered by an employer, and they also offer to cover some or all of your premiums that are associated with those different policies. So yes, when I go and look through it, it's something that I say, oh, if UBS is going to cover some or a portion of this or all of it, yeah, I'm just going to enroll and that's going to be fine. And I don't have to worry about it right now. And I get this awesome benefit. But if you're taking it with that approach, you're not really looking at what the benefit's going to be to you in case someone needs to actually receive those benefits later on. Let's say if you do have a period of disability where you need to receive that income, or if you pass and you and your beneficiaries receive your death benefit on that life insurance policy, you're not really fully aware of what that coverage is. And I think the benefit that a financial advisor can help you, what they can add to this open enrollment period, is that they can help you sit down and say, okay, yes, this would be a low cost for you to have today, but is it really something? Is it going to provide all that coverage that you need? Is it enough? It's most likely probably not enough. If you have a family, you're going to want to look at, let's say if you have disability, that's something that's going to protect our human capital or our future earnings potential. We want to say, okay, we need a disability policy that's going to provide for my family so that their needs can still be met during their lifetime, even if I'm no longer able to work for either a short period of time or a permanent loss of human capital. And I think by sitting down with your financial advisor, they can go through this analysis, whether it's disability or life insurance or other types of insurance policies. They can sit down with you and say, yes, this is a low cost today, but is it enough tomorrow when you actually need that insurance? So like I said, like we've discussed a few times on this podcast today, this call, you really want to make sure that, yes, it's a good option for you today. I mean, a low deductible health plan might be something that's helpful to you, but if it's too high of a premium, or if any insurance policy has too high of a premium, yeah, you do want to make sure it's something that you can afford today. But that should not be the only consideration that you're taking into account when going through this. It's really, if we're not looking at it with a near-term approach and a long-term approach as well, we may end up missing out on a benefit that come down the future when something unfortunate happens. We may really be kicking ourselves later on, wishing that we had taken the time to sit down and really look through all of our benefits to make sure not just you're taken care of, but also your family's taken care of.
So the main takeaway here is consult with a financial advisor, and they can really help you navigate through what can be a complex process. And having the publication on hand as well as you're making these decisions, also very helpful. Again, Modern Retirement Monthly, Open Enrollment, a checklist for 2020 benefits. Ainsley, terrific conversation this morning. Really appreciate you stopping by the studio, and we'll look forward to speaking again with you soon.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Absolutely. And again, we have been joined by Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ainsley Carbone. As I mentioned, many publications available now up on UBS Online Services, and that does include for the month of November, the Modern Retirement Monthly, Open Enrollment, a checklist for 2020 benefits. If you are a client of UBS, be sure to reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of this publication directly. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers both investment advisory services and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and governed by different laws and separate contracts. For more information, visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. All rights reserved. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC.